Today's daf is Gittin, daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, as we try to figure out who is the author of the Mishnah, who is the Shita that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was so same-like. So the Mishnah said, if we remember, the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha says that if somebody says, Amru la nichtov get la ishtacha, somebody says, people say to a man, shall we write a get for your wife? And he says, Ksuva write a get. And then they go to the sofer and they write the get, and then they have Edim, and they sign the get, after, even though everything is good, well and done and good, and they give it back to the husband and then to the woman, it does not work. Why? Because he only gave the tzivui to write. That's all he did. So the Mishnah ends off by saying, the get is batel, which means nothing, until he tells the sofer to write, and the Edim to sign. So, the Gemara said that each line, the Reish and the Seifa, are mashma different shitas. The first line sounds like, ksuvu is not good enough. But ksuvu vitnu might be good enough even to change from one shliach to another shliach, which would sound like that there's no problem of mili lo mimsri l'shliach. Mili mimsri l'shliach. While the last line, the second line of the Mishnah, says that he has to tell the sofer to write, that he has to tell the edim to sign. Sounds like it's very particular, and therefore, why? Because mili lo mimsri l'shliach. The sugi that we had back on Daf Samach Vav and on Daf Chav Tes, the two main sugis where that comes up. So the Gemara tried to say maybe it's split. The Reisha is Rabbi Meir, the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. We'd always rather not say that, but sometimes we have to. Abaya suggests maybe it's all Rabbi Meir, but that didn't work. So now we're trying the third option. Six lines up from the bottom. Ella, maybe Kula Rabbi Yossi. Really, maybe the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that Mili is a problem. Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. If Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, then the Reisha is what is problematic. So, hacha b'maya skinan, delo Omar Imru. It's a case where there was no Omar Imru. Omar Imru means, as if you remember, when the Mishaleach tells the first Shlichim that they have the power to appoint other Shlichim. So that's Omar Imru. So even if you hold Mili is a problem, Lo Mimsri L'Shliach, do we say Omar Imru is also a problem? So that was two versions of Rabbi Yossi. How far does Rabbi Yossi go? So maybe the case here is Lo Omar Imru, and that's the Diyuk of the Reisha. Don't be Medayik from the Reisha, that if you said anything more than Ksuvu, it would be good, it would work, and Mili would be Mimsri L'Shliach. No, just be Medayik from the Reisha, that he didn't give them the authority to give it over. Lo Amar Imru. But if not, without Amar Imru, it does not work, and that's what the Mishnah says. If you remember a little bit the lumdus of Amar Imru, if you say Mili is a problem, so why should Amar Imru be okay? If we say whatever the problem of Mili is, whether, like Rashi said, that you're not giving over anything tangible, or you're not giving over the davar, whether the koach is all in there, like the Kaddish Midruz, or you're not giving over something that she doesn't have any say in the matter, the Mordechai, all different deis. So how does Omer Imru help? So the simple pshat seems to be that Omer Imru allows you to skip the first step. Just like the Mishaleach could appoint the shliach for anything, even Mili, right, against that maharit that says even there's a problem on the first stage. But no, Pashas is that only the first stage doesn't have any. Mishaleach to the shliach doesn't have any problems of Mili. Only shliach rishon to shliach sheni has problems of Mili. So maybe Omer Imru allows you to first skip the first stage. That if a mishaleach tells the shliach rishon, you can then go appoint shliach sheni, so it's as if the mishaleach is going to shliach sheni. And therefore, that's the solution of Omer Imru. If you say Omer Imru does not work, as we'll see, in a minute, that some say, so then you would say that cannot conquer those problems, right? Those problems still exist, and therefore Omer Imru doesn't solve the problem. Okay, so let's get back. So the Gemara suggests that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi's opinion of Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, and Achamai Askina de lo Amar Imru, that it was not, that was not said. Ihachi ad sheyomer sheyomer imru miboyle. So then again, the Seifa shouldn't say what it says. Ashiyomer l'sofer ksov leidem chasomo. It should say all you need, which is Omer Imru. Why doesn't it say that? Va'od. And also, we have another Mishnah we quoted earlier that the assumption must be in this Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Omer Imru. He does not agree there. Why? What does the Mishnah say? V'yod mi modir Rabbi Yossi b'omer imru v'atna. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on? Kasav sofer v'aid kasher. The Mishnah says, if the sofer writes and an aid, kosher. What does that mean? V'yomer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah explained the Mishnah as follows. Chasam sofer shaninu. Meaning, if a sofer writes the get, and then the sofer and one other person sign the get. So is that okay? So the Mishnah says, yes, it's okay. But 1 minute, why aren't we nervous? Why aren't we nervous about what? As the Gemara is about to say, why aren't we nervous that the husband really told the Edim to get a sofer to write the get and get other people to sign the get? But when they get to the sofer, that's very embarrassing. They're not going to allow the sofer to sign the get, so they withheld information. The sofer also was included. So why aren't we nervous about that type of case? And the get is batal, the bane mamzerim, terrible consequences. It must be that the reason that's allowed is because there's no worry about that. Why? The sofer would never think of signing unless he heard it directly from the Baal. Meaning, we don't hold of Omer Imru. Right, that's, now let's see all that inside. V'yomer of Chizda, Masni San Mani, Rabbi Yossi, who does the Mishnah must be like? It must be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, to Amar Mili, Lo Mimsri L'Shliach. Mili cannot be transferred over from one shliach to the next. But if Rabbi Yossi agrees by Omer Imru that the second shliach can act, based upon that, nafik mina chorva. So then, terrible things would come out. The zimnin to amr lehu lishnayim, because sometimes a man will tell two people, imru lesofer, v'yichtov leploni, tell the sofer to, v'yichtov, tell the sofer to write, uleploni uploni v'yechasmu, and they will, v'yechsamu, they will sign. Umishum kisufa de sofer, because they're embarrassed, chayishim achasmi lei uba'al v'obalo amr hachi. Right, so why are we nervous about that? So doesn't that Mishnah, who we say, Rav Chisda said is like Rav Yossi, prove that even Omer Imru would not be good enough? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela mechaverta reisha b'meir v'sefer Rav Yossi. Go back to what we said before. The Mishnah cannot be like Rav Yossi. We tried, Abaya went like Rabbi Meir, but then the Gemara, the son of the Gemara tried to say it's like Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't work. Keep in mind also the Ramban we mentioned back on Daf Samach Vav, the Svara, why Omer Imru wouldn't work, as we just explained, that it would be based on the fact that Mili cannot be solved by Omer Imru, but the Ramban's Lashon is, well, why not? You know, after all, you would think if there is explicit permission given from the Mishaleach, shouldn't that solve any problem? So Rabban says is a special din by Ksiva Saget, by Tzivi Habal. And therefore, even though there's a concept of shlichus, I could make you a shlich to sell something, and then maybe to tell somebody else to sell it for me too. But Tzivi Habal, it says Vakasav in the Torah. And if it says Vakasav, really the husband should be doing it himself. So he has the ability to transfer a little bit. But no more, says the Ramban. V'yef shalom are shiny get. Dekivan de be'inon lishma, u be'inon nami v'kasav habal, ein hasofer v'ha'edim, omdim b'makam habal, ela kishashamu he'mipiv. Aval b'shar dvarim adam ose shliach shalom b'fanav. Says the Ramban, this is something special and unique. You need super duper identification between the shliach and the mishaleach in this case. And you only have that if there's literally communication between one and the other. That's it. That's the only way that there could be identity of the kasaf. Without that, even if halachically, usually shlichus works, but that's not going to be good enough here. Regular shlichus is not good enough here, says the Ramban, and therefore it is a problem. We'll get to another har of the Ramban in a minute. But Hashem, let's first continue. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Rav Ashi Amar, maybe one more try. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yosihi. Maybe the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we never like to say that the Mishnah is reflecting two different opinions. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yosihi. V'lo mi ba'i ka'amar. And really, the Mishnah should be understood as not saying the greatest chiddush each time, but building up. Lo mi ba'i ka'amar. Lo mi ba'i. This is the diuk from the Reisha, and then you go into the Seifa. Lo mi ba'i hecha de lo amar tnu. Not only like what it says in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where he only says kisvu. That doesn't work. So not only if he doesn't say tnu, elafilo amar tnu lo. Even if he said tnu, it wouldn't work, right? Don't make the diuk from the Reisha that if he said tnu, it would work. No. Even if he says tnu, it wouldn't work, because mili problem. Lo mi ba'i hecha de lo amar lebe tlasa. And not only if he didn't say it to three people, Ella, meaning he didn't make them into a bezdin, Ella filu amar le beit lasa lo, even if he said it to beit lasa, it also wouldn't work. Don't make the diak otherwise, as we had earlier at the bottom of Amabez. Velo mi boy hecha to lo amar imru, Ella filu amar imru nami lo. So basically, don't make any of the diyukim that we've made in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be understood as building up, this doesn't work, and that doesn't work, and that doesn't work, but don't think that something else would work. We keep going until the end. Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi, and the Brisa supports Rav Ashi's understanding as follows: Kasav Sofer Lishma, the Chas Mo'edim Lishma. If a Sofer writes a get, Lishem, the husband and the wife, and the Edim sign it. Even though they wrote it and signed it and gave it to him and then he gave it to her, Hariyaget Batel. Ad, here's the Lashon, that's the Raya, She Yishmu Kolo, She Yomar Lesofer Ksov, until they hear his voice, that he says to the Sofer to write, Ula Edim Chasumu. So you see, literally, right, no. Even Omer Imru, they have to hear it literally, they have to hear it explicitly. Chassam Sofer points out just from this Lashon, Yishmu Kolo, Shevel Sofer, Ula Edom Chasumu, sounds a little bit relating to the Shita of the Ra'av and the Ran that I think we touched on earlier against the Ramban. If we say Omer Imru does not work, does that also mean it doesn't work even if he specifies a specific individual? What if he says, the Baal says to Reuven, go tell Shimon. So does that also not work? Does Omer Imru always, you have to hear it literally? The Rabban says, yeah, you got to hear it literally, even if you specify an individual. But the others, the other Rishon and the Ran and others quote that maybe it's, if you specify, that could overcome. If you just say, you know, find two Edim to write it, find a Sofer, that's the problem of Omer Imru, which is interesting to think about what that svar of the Machlokas is. But Chassam Sofer says maybe this sounds like the Shita against the Rambam, that says Yishmu Kol Sheyomar LeSofer, right, or LeEdim, sounds very specific. Okay, just finishing up, says the Gemara, Yishmu, the language of Yishmu in this Brisa, that they have to hear his voice, LaFuki Mimanda Amar, Modi Rabbi Yossi Bomer Imru, is against that Shita, that Rabbi Yossi would agree, Kolo LaFuki Mid Rav Kana Marav, and Kolo would be against Rav Kana Marav, who we had at the beginning of yesterday's Daf, who said, Echeresh, who cannot be Medaber, can write. So I think it doesn't make a difference. I think yesterday I was formulating as he could write his get. He could also write down the instructions to tell someone to write the get. Either way. Shiocho Daber, so that's what Rav Kana Marav says that can be done. So this Bryce is going against that, because they have to hear his voice. Kolo, Lafuke, Midir Rav Kahana, Omar Rav. 2 points. Number one, there are 2 days in the Rashba. And 2 days quoted in the Shulchan Aruch on this in Simen Kuf Chaf. The Rashba quotes 2 days. Let's say the Gemara has a maskana here against Rav Kana Marav about a cheresh. Can a pikeach write Sivu Yabal? Right. What if a healthy person for some reason doesn't want to talk, or when he just it's very private, he doesn't want it to, he'll write it and he'll give it. Could a pikeach write, even if you say against Rav Kana Marav? Could it be Keach write it? So the Rashba has 2 days. First he quotes Baalei HaTosfos, who we don't have, V'kasu B'Tosfos, D'lo M'Ma'atinon, here when it says, La'afuke mitu Rav Kana Marav, D'lo M'Ma'atinon Ela Cheresh, She'yachol Adaber mitoch HaKsav, Mishum D'Stam Cheresh La'av Bardasu. L'fichach, Avo B'Shekosi B'Ksav Yodo, Lo Chashvidon Le Bardas, L'smoch Al Tzivaso. Avo P'Keach, She'kasa B'Ksav Yodo, Kosu V'Nosin Gelishto. The only reason, says the Rashba, that a cheresh wouldn't be able to do it is because we were cautious that that's a reflection of a lack of full das. But if you have a pikeach, you know, somebody's perfectly, you were talking to him a minute ago, could he write it? Yes. So he doesn't formulate it as a ra'ui labila type of halacha. As long as he has the potential, so then we don't even need him to do it. So that's what you might have said if you had, 2 days about pikeach. The way the Rashba formulates it as, it's just a lamaisa. If somebody is a cheresh, we're not sure if he's really a full bardas. So a pikeach would be able to do it. That would be okay. But he says, if you look in the Tosefta, lo mashmahachin. Doesn't sound that way. If you look in the language that our Gemara quotes, ad sheyishmu kolo, sounds very literal. Almo afilu pikeach in kosvin ad sheyishmu es kolo mamish. If you say that, that's a real strong Ramban type of formulation that there has to be a strong identity, even if you know for sure. The man is standing right here. He's like, what if he says, I'm about to write down in this paper that I'm giving you a tzivui. He says he's about to do it. He doesn't. It's still not good enough. because it's not an issue of umdana, of knowing whether it's clear or not, but the issue is whether this person could fully identify, and the halach is to fully identify, it has to be actually hearing it from the horse's mouth, as I said, hearing it from the husband. Good. There's one other interesting Shita quoted, the Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his encyclopedic work, Beis HaOtzar, which obviously started to do from the Aleph Beis, and he only got through, he has Aleph, Aleph, Aleph Beis, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Dalet, everything in Talmudic knowledge, and he only has one volume, he only got till Beis Yud. He didn't get till too far. Didn't get too far. So in Aleph Beis, where he's talking about what is this? This is the first entry right in the beginning. So in Aleph Beis, where he's talking about Avos. He's talking about Avos. Everything you want to know about Avos. Avos kept the Torah. Whether they were considered Bnei Noach. So in there, he talks about the Gemara in Kiddushin, which relates to Maimon Har Sinai. The Gemara that says, "By an Eved Ivri Nirtza." Why does an Eved Ivri have to get Ritziah? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yadorish, Kimin Chomer, Manish Tana Ozen Mikol Ivarim Shevaguf. Why do we pick the ear to pierce? Why not any other part of the body? So to Machlokes today, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin in Parshas Mishpatim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozen Sheshama Koli Al Har Sinai, B'Shoah Shamarti, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, V'lo Avadim La'Avadim. I said, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and now he's choosing to be an Eved to someone else. V'Halach Zeh V'Kana Adon La'atzmo, Yeratzeh. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This ear that heard me say that, Chas V'Shalom. V'Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Hayadorish, different shot. Man ishtana del esu mezuzim mikol kelim shebabayis. Why dafka by the door? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Del esu mezuzah. Shehayu edim b'mitzrayim. B'shah shebasachti ala mashkov ashtiyem mezuzos. The doors and the threshold that were edim. V'amarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. V'lo avadim la avadim. V'otzeisa me'avdos l'cheiros. V'lo zevkan l'atzmo. Yiratze b'fneim. They saw. They were edim. Classic. What's the machlokas between these agadic statements? They're each nice, wonderful, right? This Ozen that heard me say at Har Sinai, or this door that saw, says the Beis HaOtzar, no. Maybe the issue is as follows. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't literally say Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, it was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, B'yem HaMelech HaZkonim B'goy Kadosh. Hashem, the only thing Hashem said directly to B'nei Yisrael were the first two. The first two Dibros. Everything else was said by Moshe to tell B'nei Yisrael. Omer Imru. Do we say Omer Imru is as if it's hearing it? What's the language of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I told you, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Unbelievable. Lishna to Ozen Shashama Koli. Kashiksas. Toharaka nochim lo yilacha mipiak vura shamanum. Verashar mitzvah shamu mehakolei bi Moshe. V'yesh lomar. Dekiva de Moshe shama mimenu yisparach. V'yisrael mipi Moshe. Nikra zeh shashamu kolo. Ulam begitin ad sheyishmu lafuke miman da'amar Rabbi Yosi Omer Imru harei deruven Omer l'shema lomer l'levi lo mikri levi shomayam miruven. So maybe that's the issue. Our Gemara ulam. Maybe you could say maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe even if you take a very strong Ramban type of approach, Omer Imru is not. Maybe Moshe is different. Why shchina medaberes mitol grono. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking mitol goren shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So even if you want to say the very high level, the Moshe Rabbeinu shiny, the Shechinah Medaberes mitol grono, v'yalkein havei hashmiya mi Moshe, shmias kolo yisbarach mamash. I think you could also say the exact opposite. Even if you want to say Omer Imru usually works, how can you say there's an identity between Moshe and Kadosh Baruch Hu? You can't say that there's an affinity between the infinite and even Moshe Rabbeinu. So you could say, I think, either direction. Like he says one direction that, of course, Moshe, Shechinah Medaberes mitol grono. But maybe you can say the exact opposite, that even if you have the stronger flexibility in Omer Imru, you won't say it here. Ulam Yeh Shlomar Od, he says at the end, Dekiva Das Cholas Matan Torah Hayeh B'Sinai. You can also say, since the beginning, the first two Dibros, Anochim Elo Yilacha, Hemas Cholas HaDibros, Alkei Nikra Kol HaTorah Shmias Kol Yisbarach, Kivan Shas Cholas HaTorah Hayeh B'Shmias Kol Yisbarach, Fa'as Chola Koleles HaKol. Right, you can say the beginning of it. The beginning of it happened from Hashem directly, so therefore this one also, the whole thing is considered. Okay, either way, that's a fascinating ha'ara of the Beis HaOtzar in Simchaf Aleph. You want to look up in under the first piece there in Beis HaOtzar. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Zegitech imesi. Zekitech mecholi zeke kidech lachamisa. Somebody uses the Lashon. This is your get. He says, if he dies, he's sick, if he dies, zekitech, if he dies from this illness, zekitech lachamisa. And again, remember, he doesn't want his wife to have to do yibum, so he wants her to be divorced instead of being an almana. And then he dies, lo amar klum. In all these cases, lo amar klum, because it's considered a get lachamisa. Because it was only chal after he dies, and that is too late. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses what exactly was he kofelet tonight, what he's not kofelet tonight. You know, he's very troubled. If he wasn't kofelet tonight, if he didn't say day tonight kofel like we need, then the whole tonight should fall away, and it should be a get right away. And if he was kofelet tonight, so then why wouldn't it work? He discusses that mishpateh tonight. Either way, let's continue. Me hayom im meisi me'achshav im meisi. But if he says a language of l'mafreya, retroactive, harei ze get, then it works. The maisa get was right. The maisa gerushin is right away, and it's a get out tonight, right? Like the like we had in. We'll have it again soon. Be'ez Hashem, the David HaMelech's soldiers and what David HaMelech did with Uriah, a get al tznai, going out to war. So again, it doesn't mean after they die, because then it wouldn't work. So it has to be a get me'achshav, that if he doesn't come back, so then it would be a get from today. Me'hayom ula achar misa. What if you use this type of lashon where you don't know? Me'hayom ula achar misa. You don't know, as Rashi explains, which is the ikker. By saying la'achar misa, is that a tnai or is that a chazara? As Rashi says, look in the Rashi here. Misaf galan, itna ahave, is the second word to use, a tnai. Mehayom im amus. V'kivan shemeses kayim atnai v'nimsushu get mishasasina. So, really, mehayom is the ikker. From today, but he's just saying, if I die, that's just a condition, but it's not when it should be chal. O chazara havi, or is he changing his mind? Shechazar bo mimai da'omar mehayom v'yomar lachar misa yeget ve'eno klum. Right, so we don't know. Right, well, a human being cannot say two things at the same time. So if you say A and then B, is B adding to A or is it undermining A? Right, that's what's not clear. And then the Rashi continues. Even let's just continue the Rashi for a second. Tebishlam agabi matana, when you give a gift. When you comes to Dini Mamanis, you can interpret both of his words. I want you to have the Iker now, and you can enjoy the fruit Lachar Misa. But by get, there's no two parts. There's nothing to say. There's no way to split it up. Right? So therefore, that's the Shiloh. So what does the Mishnah say? Back to the Mishnah. Me'ayom Lachar Misa. Get ve'eno get. It's somewhere in the middle. V'emeis choleses v'lomas yabemes. It's a suffix gerishin. And therefore, if the man dies, we're not sure whether she is an almana or a grusha. So we would not allow yibum. We would not allow yibum because that's a suffix isser ashes ach, suffix isser kares. But we won't allow her to get married to the shuk without doing anything because that's a suffix lav, suffix isser yivam ala shuk. So therefore, we would require chalitza in that case. Right, the Rav Soloveitchik here in the Shiurei HaRav quotes, it could be not just an umdana practical question. We don't know what he means. Even if we know exactly what he means, it could be that there's a requirement. Read you his zalashin. V'yish lafarish asavik bebezofanim. Misafkalon bekavanaso. Imniskavim latayo chazara. That's Rashi. Number two. Ein kan savik bekavanaso. Shebevadai niskavim l'shneihem. Avol yish kan savik machmas hachashas bezdas makne begetze. Chad l'meachshav v'chad l'achamisa. No, we don't have a savik about his kavana. He wanted both. He said both. The question is, how do you put together two opposite desires and das makne that we know that the get is. So even if you know for sure, if a person uses a lashon which represents opposite ideas, so it could be that leaves a woman in a case of suffek get. Tosfos here discusses also what happens if the guy dies that day when he says mehayom ula achar misa. Tosfos has that suffek in diraskol mehayom. Cause of Rabbeinu Tam, Bayom Emesi, Emes Bo Bayom, Lo Yadana Mayadunba. Not sure what to do there. What does Mehayom mean? Does that mean the end of the day? Does that mean at this second that he's giving the get? That throws in another suffix. If he dies that day, quotes Rabbi Chanan, Nira de Mehayom, Havi Kamo Me'achshav. Mehayom is like Me'achshav. V'daito she get la outer. to mistamas. Meaning, even if you want to say retroactive, you might have said mehayom means by the end of the day. Right, but here, if he dies that day, that's another question of suffix discussed by Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Elchanan. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Again, clear, the first line talks about later on, not me'achshav. The second line is me'achshav. The third line is where you have a case of suffix. Next part. Zeh gidich me'hayom, im me'si me'choli zeh. Person says, this is your get me'hayom, meaning he does it retroactively. Fine. For if he dies from this illness. And then guess what? He gets better. V'yamad v'halaf ha'shuk. He gets up and he goes to the market and he's better. V'chalav ha'meis. But then he gets sick and dies. So then you have to figure it out. Om demoso. Imach mescholi arishon meis. Arish aget. V'imlav eino get. You have to figure out exactly why he died. What caused him to die. The achronim point out just what that we know. The halacha is if it's like the first case. If it's la'achar misa, it doesn't work. Why? Ein get la'achar misa. Why is that true? Why is ein get la'achar misa? What's the svar for that? Of ein get la'achar misa. So, you might say, because the first is dead. He can't give a get. So that's already one formulation. He can't give a get. Ein, there's a lashon in Rashi, in Ksubas Dav Beis. Ein meisim misgarshim. The focus seems to be that it's the no-sein problem. A person can't give a get after he dies because there's no no-sein. You have to have a no-sein. Ein mishi yitenes aget kivin shemeis kvar. That's Rashi's lashon in Ksubas Dav Beis. Ein meisim misgarshim. But the second approach by the Achronim is that no, don't focus on the no-sein, just focus on the connection. There's no longer a connection between these two people, and you can only divorce to break a connection. If there's no longer a connection, so then there's no divorce. L'may nafkamina, what if there's no connection, but the person didn't die? Right? Eishes Eliyahu. Right? Eishes Eliyahu. Can she marry someone else? There's no longer a connection. He's not here anymore, but he didn't die. Right? So what about the Achronim point out, the Gemara in the first parak of Megillah, about come Rabbi Shakti the Rabbi Zeira. If you take that Gemara literally, that Rabbi killed Rabbi Zeira at the Purim Suda, and the next day he davened and he brought him back to life, Tchias HaMesim. So if you, the Marsha says, oh, he was almost dead, he wasn't fully dead. But if you say literally that it sounds that way, that he was fully dead, so all the Achronim get into the act. Did he have to remarry his wife the next day? What was their status in the interim? If you know you're going to bring him back, what are we going to have to do? B'shas Chiyas HaMesim, is that going to have to be more kiddushins done? Or is everybody married? What if somebody was married to two people? It's a whole discussion in the Achronim. But again, that's an afkamina. Even though that's such a lemaisa afkamina, but that's an afkamina. Is it about the connection or is it about the no-sein himself? Again, that is interesting chakira. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Alma. So the Reisha said, this is your get if he dies. So, imesi means not retroactive. Kalachar misa dami. V'hadar tani, but then it says, mehayom imesi, me'achshav imesi, right? The middle case, second case, right? Mehayom imesi, imesi, alma imesi, la kalachar misa dami. So the second line of the Mishnah sounds like imesi does not mean later. Because if imesi meant la'achar misa, then the second line of the Mishnah would also be a suffix. Because he says mehayom imesi. So remember the third line of the Mishnah? We said that's the case of suffix, where he says mehayom ula'achar misa. So what does the word imesi mean? First line of the Mishnah sounds like imesi means la'achar misa. The second line sounds like it doesn't mean that, or else that case would be a case of suffix. So Amar Abaya, imesi shtei lashonos mashma. Really, it's mashma can be read two ways. Mashma kimeachshav u'mashma kla'achar misa. It means we're not sure. So Amar Le depends on the context. What else did he say in the sentence? Amar Le me hayom kemanda Amar la me'achshav dami. Then you throw it with me hayom. Lo Amar la me hayom kemanda Amar la la'achar misa dami. So it all depends what else is said in the language. Rabbi Chanan in Baba Vastra Tov Samach Zayim says, what if he says im gemar misa shali? Doesn't say la'acher. He says im. Aval. Im gemar misa, hare zeget. Sounds like im mesi. If I die, his person says, if he dies, it's nothing. As I die, so then it would work, because that would even be a bigger chiddush to say if that doesn't work. As I die, then it would work. Why? Explains Rabbi Chanan. What do you see from there? When is exactly, if you could stop every millisecond in time, when is the heter for the woman to get remarried? At which second? Mikan muchach, te heter misas habal hu la'achar gemar misa. It's not during the process. La'achar gemar misa. De'inei bata heter hu im gemar misa. Does it happen at the exact same moment? The second that the person dies, that's exactly the same second. No, it's got to be right after that second. Because if it's with, so then im gemar misa wouldn't work. He'd already be dead. Once you have the heter to get remarried, it's too late to give a get. So she's already an almana. So Rabbi Chanan assumes there must be some conceptual millisecond that first there's the death, and then there's the heter labayla. And that's why, as the death occurs, that is what is, the get can still be given. Right, it wouldn't be able to work. Rav Schachter likes to quote, maybe that's the whole concept of goses. The concept of goses means that misa is a process. Right, it's not a one-time moment. Rachmana l'tzlan. You know, we don't need to learn this. We know that Rachmana l'tzlan in many cases that we see death as a process. But that's what the concept of goses is. What does it mean? Rov goses in lamisa. Not just is definitely the majority of times going to happen, but that it's a process. We're not allowed to hasten the process at all. But that's what Rav Chanan is also reflecting with this idea that the heter to marry is the second after. But im gemar misa, that would still be okay to give a get. Okay. Says the next line of the Mishnah. Zekitech emesi lo amar klum. Right, if somebody says, Zegitech emesi, the first line of the Mishnah was, it's nothing because that's considered a get lachar misa. So, two versions of the Gemara. First, we have, Rav Huna made a statement, we don't know which line of the Mishnah it's on. So first, we think it's on the first line of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, a get lachar misa, nothing. And then Rav Huna comes along and says, I'm Rav Huna b'choletzes, but she still has to do chalitza. Right, you might think, no, it's meaningless. You know what I mean? She's an almana. She's an amana, and she can even do yibum. No, chaletzes. Says the Gemara, lo amar klum ktani. The Mishnah says, lo amar klum. The Mishnah says what he did was meaningless with the get. She's for sure an amana. No, lo amar klum da asira la alma. Lo amar klum, that she is asur to do nothing, but al yavam nami asir, but she's also asur to the yavam. Says the Gemara, how do you say that? Vahami de seifa chaletzes. From the fact that the middle case of the Mishnah, which was a real case of Safek, the Mishnah said, Choletzes, Michal de Resha Yibumi Nami Miyama. Sounds like the earlier cases are not a Safek. It's Vaday Almana, and she could even do Yibum. Says the Gemara, Masnisan, Rabat Kerabanan. You're right, Rav Huna can't be explaining the Mishnah. He must be arguing on the Mishnah. The Masnisan, the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who say, exactly as we've explained it, that this is a Getlach Armisa, and therefore in the first case of the Mishnah, She would be allowed to do yibum. V'Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi, but Rav Huna says the Gemara is following Rav Yosi's opinion. To Amar Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. Rav Yosi has a shita in outside of Gerushin in Dinim Amidus. Also, why is a get written in the shtar? If you wrote a date in the shtar, it must be because you want the date to have some type of effect. You're not just giving a history lesson by writing when the date was written in the shtar. So the fact that the date is written there, mochiach alav, that you want it to have an effect from then. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the chiddush is, if there's a date in the shtar, it's as if you said me'achshav, even if you didn't say me'achshav. And that's what the case of the Reisha is. Im Meisi, so you're right. We, the Rabbanan, hold that that's a case of Get Lachar Misa. But Rabbi Yossi, in that parallel case, and that's what Rav Huna is explaining, according to Rabbi Yossi, that would be as if you said, Mei Hayom, that's what the Zman does in a Shtar. That's what it does in the Shtar. E Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Chalisa Nami Lo Tiboy. If it's Rabbi Yossi, then she should be a total Grusha. And you shouldn't even need chalitza. What do you mean? So it's just like mehayom. It should be like second line of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, V'chitema mesafkele the Rav Huna ihel chasak Rav Yossi o ein halacha Rav Yossi. And if you say, well, Rav Yossi would say that. Rav Yossi would say you don't even need anything because you're a grusha. But Rav Huna is not sure whether we hold like Rav Yossi or not. Umi mesafkele, does he really have that suffix? V'rava barabua. Chalash, he was sick. Olagabe Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. They went to visit him. Amalei Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. So you would think they would go talk to him and see how you're doing. No, they go to him and they start talking in Torah. Amalei Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. Boy, mi name Rava Baravua. Halach Rav Yossi, oein halach Rav Yossi. Could you please ask him whether we hold like Rav Yossi or not? Amarle, time of Rabbi Yossi lo yadana. Halachi, boimine? I don't even know the svar for Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to ask him whether we paskin like him. Amarle, at boimine halacha, but time of Rabbi Yossi, I know amin halacha. You ask him whether we hold like him. I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you his svara. Okay, so boimine, he asked him, Amarle, hachi amarav, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. We paskin, yes, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Lepasa denafik amarle, and when he went out, he says, hi, time of Rabbi Yossi, the ksavar, it's manash ashtar mochiach halav. So you see from that whole story that we do paskin like Rav Yossi. So from at least Rav, the story of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. We want to know whether Rav Huna thinks that we paskin like Rav Yossi. So you see from here that we do. So again, what's Rav Huna's suffix? If he's explaining Rav Yossi's shita, so then it should be a case of full gerushin. Right? Zman al-shashtar mochiach alav. So what's the suffix that we would only, we would require chalitza? He shouldn't require anything. So Ella misafgalei I Rabbi Yossi balpeh ilo amar. Right. If Rabbi Yossi's idea of Zman al-shashtar would work even if the tznai is not written in the get. Did he say yeshita only if everything was written in the get or not? See the top Rashi? Balpeh. Kagon gabi get shekasav kil chaso. Get is written perfectly, fine. Ukshemosra la omer zekite chemesi. And when he gives it to her, he says, if I die. Doesn't write that in the get. He says that, Hilkach lo dami l'shtar. You might say, so that's different. Shekivan shekasav atnai eitzel azman bishtar. If you write the tnai next to the date in the shtar, ikalameimar dezman mochiach to mehayom kamar. You wrote the date next to the tnai, so everything starts from today. Aval al peh, but here, dilma ki masre nihalei hader be mizman deshtara. You're adding something that's not written in the shtar. So maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're retracting. Umasri nihalei amanas la'achar misa. Hovalo amar mehayom. So does Baal Peh, a Tanai Baal Peh, undermine the date that's written in the Shtar? That's what maybe Rav Huna is misupik about. What's the Svara? So Rashi says maybe, it's, again, it's just what he had in mind. You're not sure. Again, Rav Soloveitchik, in his classic style, he says maybe there's more lum this year. There's a conceptual nugget. And that is, it's not just about what he meant, but Rav Yossi's Svara of Zman HaShtar Mochiach Alav means the date written in the shtar plays a role in the chalos hashtar. That's what Zman HaShtar Mochiach Alav. The date is not just something external, but that plays a role. Rav Yossi said, L'chari Yish Levayr, Sh'Rav Yossi V'Rabbanan Pligi Be'edus HaZman HaKosav B'Shtar. Sh'Rav Yossi Sover Sh'HaZman Meyid Al Zman Chalos HaShtar. The date is there, that is a reflection of when the shtar is chal. The Rabbanan say no. The Zman is made on the Mesiris Hashtar, not when it's going to be Chal. The date reflects when you physically gave the Shtar over, but not when the Shtar is going to have an effect. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So if you say that, so then it makes beautiful sense what the suffix is here. So maybe only items that are written in the shtar are all connected to the gate, to the date, because the date is about the chalos shame shtar, the chalos. So if you have a tznai that's not written in there, maybe they're not connected. Halachically, not just on a question what he meant level. Okay, so that's the question. Maybe that's why Rav Huna says choletzes. So the Gemara says again, umim esafgalei, there's also no suffix about that. V'atnan. The Mishnah says, later on, a man says to his wife, this is your get if I don't come back in 12 months. I don't come back in a year. And he died within 12 months. Ain't no get. We know that's not a get because he died before the get was going to be chal at the end of the 12 months. V'tani Allah, and we learned in the Braisa on that, Rabbo Seinu, he tiru halinase. But the rabbis, certain rabbis, allowed her to get married without anything, meaning she's a grusha, not an amana. The Amrin and Man Rabbo Seinu, who are these rabbis? Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Beidina Desharu Mishcha, the same Bezdin that allowed oil. What do you mean oil? The Mishnah of Azar Lamed Hey that talks all about the halachas of Akum, Bishal Akum, and Chalav Akum, and Pas Akum, and Shemen Akum. Why haven't we heard of Shemen Akum? Why? Because it was matered very early. Right, they matured. So that same Bezdin that allowed the oil says this woman is a grusha. And who do they hold like? V'savri l'kareb yosi d'amar z'man ha-shashtar mochiach alav. So you see that that's a case where it's Baal Peh, and Rabbi Yossi says a sheet to even Baal Peh. So again, we're back to the question. Why does Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is going within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi should say that she's a full grusha. Why does Rav Huna say that she still requires chalitza? So Gemara says, Ela misafkalei. If Rabbi Yossi says it, balpeh. Yalacha k'Rabbi Yossi balpeh, oin halacha. So we keep adding on a little bit. Maybe he's not sure if we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. We're not sure if Rabbi Yossi says it this far. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says it this far. But do we hold like him if he goes this far? That's the suffix. The Gemara again says, Umi misafkalei. Are we really not sure? Rabbi Yama, Rav Arezagidecha Mesi. Fisha'ani Meis, Harezaget. If somebody says, this is your get, and he says, Imesi, if he dies, Fisha'ani Meis, Harezeges. And he adds that, or if he says, Sha'ani Meis. Right, either of those two Lashonos. Harezegideh Imesi, or Harezegideh Sha'ani Meis. That works. Kisha'amus, why would that work? Must be Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see. Kisha'amus u'la'achar Misa, ain't zeget. But if he says, when he dies, u'la'achar Misa, that doesn't work. So, hey, chidami, what's the case here? Who is this like? Is it a case where he used mehayom in all these cases? And is there abanan shita tzricha lemeimar? So what's the chiddush? V'hatnan, mehayom im meisi areis again, our Mishnah. El alav, what must this brisa be referring to? Delo amar la mehayom. You didn't say mehayom. So why in the first line does it work if he just says a meisi? V'Rabbi Yossi, shma mina, lachag Rabbi Yossi. So you see the brisa is following Rabbi Yossi shita. So what's the safek? You're right. Rava thinks it was obvious. Rava's quoting that. But it's not a brisa, it's Rava's statement. But Rav Huna is still mesupik. Or that last brisa could be la'olam da'amar la mehayom v'rabanan. Maybe it's like the rabanan sheet, then what's the chiddush? Vahani lishni yistrichale. The chiddush is these two lashonos. Sha'ani meis ki'im meisi dami. That lashon is as if later on, kisha amus kilach hamisa dami. But if he says kisha amus, that's also kilach hamisa. Both of those are no good. Both of those are not languages of retroactive. Period. So that is all. That is all option one, that we think Rav Huna is talking about the first line of the Mishnah going on the case of Hareza Gitech Emesi. Now we have a different suggestion that we will get to. But let's just one ha'ara before. We're talking about these cases of Gitech Imesi. So just to mention, Shilas of the Chashuke Chemed here. Two very, very difficult Shilas. The second one is a difficult Shilas. The first one, he talks about Imesi Mecholi Zeh. The person thinks that he's going to die. So what happens, Rahman al-Islam, as we know, reality in certain areas in the world today, physician-assisted suicide, where the doctor could facilitate a person who doesn't have the will to live anymore, is in extreme pain, whatever the case is, he will contribute to the death of the patient. Is that person called a rodef? If I know that doctor's about to do that, is that a rodef? Right? Habal lahargacha hashkim lahargo. That's a serious shayla. Barish asal rofe lehanos labakasha so. The doctor's not allowed to do it. V'yadar abba mitzvah kol adam ladabra olibo shalachol olamanu mitzar hazeh. But v'yesh l'stabing ma adik shrofe omi lahazrik l'chol asama maves. Harofe ose zos mitoch rachamim. Right? The doctor is doing it because this is what the patient is asking. So is there a din of rodef if the person is asking for it? Right, so when you have other cases of rodef, like Gili Arias, then it doesn't apply, right? Because if the woman is doing it willingly, that's not rodef. Two people are doing an avera. I have no chiv, and I'm not allowed to do anything to them until they come to Bez and there's a gemar din v'chulu. But what about this case? He quotes, it's a safek of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has a safek. Nira Pashut, Lama Dalet. Tim Echad Amar Lechaveiro Lohargo, Kimo Shaul HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Devadai HaHorek Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. In my Eidim Vasra, Achani Mesupak im Yeshlo Din Rodef. The doctor is Chayav Misa. But, is he a Rodef? That's not so clear. He says, we don't have a Bezin today, we're not taking anything into our own hands, but that's the subject of the Menchas Chinuch, number one. Number two, the other issue about acting Rachman al-Islan in the face of death, he talks about the halachic issues, Rachman al-Islan, She'ila, Ha'im Hayamutter Lekfots Mi Migdala Ta'omi Mi Pachar HaSreifa. If somebody knows, like David HaMelech, like Shaul HaMelech, he knows he's about to die to hasten his death. Somebody in the Twin Towers, those Rachman al-Islan who jumped, halachically, we're not judging anybody, Chas V'Shalom, and at the moment, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in charge. But halachically, would we say, is there an allowance to jump? So you might say, meaning instead of being burned and suffering terrible pain, immesi. So he says, on the one hand, you might need, read the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rechim and Tradion, where his Talmidim say to him, you know, open your mouth so you die quicker. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take me when he's ready to take me. I'm not going to hasten it. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yudches, which is the tragic Gemara of one of the Asar Aruge Malchus. Right, Al Yechab Mutav Sheitlena Misha Nitna, Val Yechab Elhu Ba'atzmo. But he says, the Chashuk Yechem here discusses and says, maybe that's different. Because he goes through, right, the Gemara in Ksubis, about Hananim Shav Azarya, Ilun, right, if they would have been, subject to suffering instead of death, in one sense, the Gemara has a line that suffering might be even more worse than death. Infinite suffering. So he says, it could be, in this case, Ulai, Kishesh Chashasho, Yisure Sreifa, Shem No Ra'im, Mutter Lavra, Al Chayeshok, De Lihi Malit, Misurim Eila, Felikvots Meakoma, Al Yonak, De Lavrach Meaeshu, Maisa Hatsoa, Felo Maisa Ritzicha. And he goes through Rahman al Islam, this tragic, difficult state, but again, halacha has something to say about every situation, but that's a case of emesi, when somebody is staring at death in the face, what exactly is done. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Let's do the second version. Second version of the Gemara. First we thought Rav Huna was going on the Reisha. Now we go, Rav Huna is going on the Seifa. Vika demasi la Seifa. Ze gitech la achar misa lo maklum. Meaning not just on the first line, if he says a gitech im meisi, but the next line. Ze gitech la achar misa lo maklum. Amar Rav Huna ulodiver Rav Yossi choletzes. He says beferish, according to Rav Yossi, choletzes. Right, according to Rabbi Yossi, one would have to do chalitza. I'm sorry, I take it back. The real difference is that he's saying beferish also, according to Rabbi Yossi. Either way. So Rav Huna says, according to Rabbi Yossi, because zmanos hashtar mochiach alav, you would have to do chalitza. Says the Gemara Pshita, mi deseifa l'rabbanan chaletzes, reishanam, Rabbi Yossi chaletzes. So now we're saying, what's the chiddush? The Rabbanan say, in a case that you have a suffix, you have to do chalitza, in the case of me'ayom al-achar misa. So here, according to Rabbi Yossi, you say la'achar misa, but because there's a date, it's as if you also said me'hayom. So it's a case of suffix. So what's the chiddush? If the Rabbanan say, in a case of suffix, you have to do chalitza, so Rabbi Yossi, in the case of suffix, would say you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Now the tema Rabbi Yossi, b'ha karevi svirale, damar gita ma'al yahave." You might say, "No, Rabbi Yossi really in this case holds like Rebbe, who we'll see later on that holds it's a real get. The chalitza nami lo tibay, and you would not require chalitza at all because the regular gerish and kamash malan de lo Rebbe savar la karevi Yossi, v'lo Rabbi Yossi savar la karevi. They neither hold of each other. Which Rebbe? Who are we talking about? Rebbe lo savar la karevi Yossi diktani kazeget." There's a machlokas which we'll quote soon, where Rebbe says, this is a get. So what's the this excluding? Limute de Rebbe Yossi. He argues that Rebbe Yossi is Zman HaShol Shtar. For Rebbe Yossi, lo savala ka Rebbe, diktani, kazeget. Limute de Rebbe. Limute de Rebbe. So they each exclude each other. So we know Rebbe Yossi's sheet is Zman HaShol Shtar. What's Rebbe? Rebbe, mahi de Tanya. Me hayom ulachar misa, get ve'eno get. Divrei Chachamim. That's our case. That's a case of suffix. We say get ve'eno get. Rebbe Omer, kazeget. Rebbe assumes it's for sure a tnai and not a chazara, to use Rashi's Lashonos from before. And therefore, this is a get, me'achshav, l'mafreya, and therefore it would work. So Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rebbe. And therefore, even though he says, Manos Hashtar Mochiach Alav, he thinks, me'hayom ul'achar misa is a suffix. It's not vadai, l'mafreya. Rabbi Yossi, Mahi, what about Rabbi Yossi? Tetznan, who's Rabbi Yossi? Tetznan, Kisva v'tzuke le'ishti, im l'basi v'ikava yud beis chodesh, write and give a get to my wife. Right, this is a totally different Rabbi Yossi shita. The Gemara just said, though, once the Gemara said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rebbe, we see Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? This Rabbi Yossi. If a man says, write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come back within 12 months, kisvu betoch yud beis chodesh, if they write it within 12 months, v'nasnu la'achar yud beis chodesh eino get, that doesn't work. Right, he didn't mean for them to even write it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kazeh Get. Rabbi Yossi says no. That case would be a get. Why? Look at Rashi. He gives the svara. Midahavi leila meimar im lo basi kisvu v'tnu. You could have all the instructions after the tnai, but he didn't say that. Va'amar kisvu v'tnu im lo basi. He sees the instructions before he gives the Tanai, before the instructions. I'm sorry, he gives the instructions before the Tanai. Hachi kamar kisu achshav etnu im lo basi. So he's giving the allowance to write it earlier, and therefore it is not a problem. That is a fulfillment of the Tzivui Habal. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Get a lot more in Tzivui Habal, but we will continue as we march along here in the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin, in this last couple of prakim, 7th, 8th, and 9th, there's still a lot more in Inyani, Gittin, and Gerishin that come up. The last prakim, it's not that anything, chas v'sholom, we didn't even use the lashon of fizzle, the lashon of getting, you know, not as crucial. There are crucial, major sugyas in Gittin that are tucked away in the last couple of prakim. And to get a full view of Maseches Gittin, yes, the 4th and the 5th parak are a Birya Bifnei Atzmo, but the beginning prakim and the later prakim all play a major role in our understanding. Okay, we'll stop here.